This is KUT. This election, voters in the North Texas town of Denton are deciding whether to ban the drilling method known as fracking inside Denton city limits. For State Impact Texas, KUT's Mo Bushell reports how the outcome of that vote could have consequences across the state.
I'm at this drilling site with Kathy McMullen. She's one of the leaders of Frack Free Denton. That's the group pushing the ban. Here, the rig sits at an intersection. There are fields in most directions. Across the street on one side appears to be an office or warehouse space.
We'll drive you down. I'll show you where this exact thing was sitting by somebody's home.
We drive down the road and through a subdivision. Some of the homes here have been around for a while. More are under construction.
Okay, so where we were, just imagine that was here.
And we get out where a gas well was fracked a few years ago.
And at any time, they can come back and frack this well. So these people could all be here, and then they will just see all the trucks coming into this area here, and when they wake up 2 or 3 or 4 days later, there's going to be a big, huge site sitting right there, and there will be nothing they can do about it.
Now, if the ban was in place, that would make it harder to frack this well again.
They couldn't frack this well. They could not frack this well again.
The ban would put an end to all the noise and traffic that come along with drilling, but McMullen's main fear is pollution. That's a serious concern in this part of Texas known as the Barnett Shale region. Accidents do happen, and drillers have paid large settlements and court judgments to families who've gotten sick. McMullen points to the well near all those houses and rests her case.
This is the argument.
As for the other side of that argument, it was just a phone call away.
Oh, I'm Bobby Jones. My family's had this property for 72 years.
Jones is the co-chair of Denton Taxpayers for a Strong Economy, the group opposing the ban. He owns mineral rights in the city limits. Fracking is the key to accessing those minerals.
As I sit here and talk to you, I'm standing in my driveway approximately 300 foot from my wellhead. We've had absolutely no health problems at all.
For Jones, the natural gas under his land is money in the bank.
It would help some grandkids probably go to college, and it could help a lot of things, but, you know, they are potentially taking it away from us.
Denton has found itself at the center of a nationwide debate over the safety of fracking, the money it brings, and the role cities play in regulating it. Money has poured in from the oil and gas industry to defeat the proposal. Environmental groups have come to support it. During a recent visit to Austin, even Ernest Moniz, the U.S. Energy Secretary, was asked to weigh in on the ban.
I think different cities, different states will take different approaches, clearly. But what is the case is, you know, fundamentally, it is a large industrial activity.
If the ban passes, some state Republican officials have already said Denton could be sued. State legislators have suggested making fracking bans against the law. Texas oil and gas regulators have even suggested that Russia may secretly be supporting the ban. Advocates for the ban now jokingly declare they are not secret agents when they make public appearances. And at first glance, the battle lines in Denton seem to follow an established partisan divide. Pro-ban signs are common in the left-leaning areas around the University of North Texas. The farther you go from the city center, the more anti-ban yard signs appear.
Good afternoon.
But to see this in terms of party politics would be a mistake.
Welcome to the Denton Republican Women's Club meeting. We have a very exciting topic and controversial topic that's going to be discussed today.
At a recent meeting at a downtown restaurant, this Republican Women's Club discussed the ban. The county GOP is against it. But some in the audience were not, and others were still unsure.
I am a Newt Gingrich drill baby drill kind of person.
Folks like Debbie Terry.
So I support drilling. Unfortunately, and it sounds very self-serving, I don't want it in my backyard.
Depending on how many voters feel the same way, Denton may become the first Texas city to pass a fracking ban. If it does, lawsuits seem sure to follow. And what happens then could have consequences for any other Texas towns that might try it in the future. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mo Bushell, KUT News.